All right, Rodeo Rock Radio, we are back here. Gus Kronberg's in the studio. What's up, Gus?
Not much. Just been in the house all day. It's kind of been cold and rainy and gross.
It is. It's a beautiful day. It's raining. We needed the rain. Justin Ward is not with us.
No.
He is out on the road.
Shoeing them horses, getting them done.
Somebody's got to do the work.
That's right. Yeah.
Hopefully he's in a barn. We'll catch up with Justin. We'll try to call him. We'll see if we can get him on the phone.
Yeah, we should give him a call.
It is raining. We are doing radio podcast stuff today. And I tell you what, I needed it.
Yeah.
I'm sore. I needed a recovery day. My finger is still hurting. We've been roping. We've been riding. We've been ranching.
It's been busy. It's been going good. You thinking about maybe getting the Bronc saddle out for this coming year?
No. I'm thinking I shouldn't need the Bronc saddle, but if things keep going the way they are around here.
Hey, you made a good ride, and we're awfully proud of you.
Thanks.
Just thought maybe you were going to hit the trail with it.
Been there, done that. Still feeling it. How many times do you think Justin got bucked off in the last week?
Oh, it's definitely I could count on one hand, but I might have to take my socks off.
Yeah, for sure.
It's been a bunch.
For sure. I want to say six.
Yeah. Well, but the guy's wearing tennis shoes, like, and by all means, do, there's so many different ways to ride a horse, but.
Comfort is a.
Tennis shoes?
Yeah, he ain't no cowboy. He seems to get her done. It is comfortable. I wore tennis shoes when we rode over for the sweat.
I mean, I like to wear them Velcro shoes, too, when I ride from time to time, but a broke horse, that's.
Yeah, but you just wear those because they look so good.
That's cool. It's a fashion statement. And they're comfortable. They're convenient. I get it.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, if you don't look good ranching, what are we really doing out there?
That's right, yeah.
I mean, the Velcro shoes are, you're making a statement.
Got to look the part.
What do we got going on today? We're gonna get to the Western Edge Rodeo Report. We actually got some stuff to report.
We do. We got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Excited about that. We'll get to the T2 Ranch Report, which we kind of started right now. I got a pretty good ag report. A little bit of European ag report coming at you.
Cool.
We're going to play, of course, this week. We are featuring Breaking 8 Music. It is album release week for us at Breaking 8.
It's a big week.
Big week. It's exciting. We are working hard. We're getting ready to put this album out, and it's pretty exciting. So we're going to play you some new and old songs. You're listening to Wild Rides right now, which you can hear on a lot of Gus's vlogs and
T2
Facebook
Ranch
and stuff.
Life vlogs, rather.
Yep. Speaking of that, if you're just tuning in, go ahead and pull up the T2 Ranch Life Facebook page.
Yeah, it'll be out here. It should be out right now. If you guys are sitting at home wanting something to do, go check out our newest vlog, week number three. It encompasses a little bit of everything: farming, cowboying, ranching.
Cowboy farming,
that's right.
We got all kinds of new ideas coming too. Yeah, check that out, and then you know who you're listening to.
Yeah, the coolest people ever.
Yeah, at least in this room right now.
Gee, kind of weeds out a lot of people, Benny.
It's just me and you, buddy.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, let's kick this off. Let's get to the Western Edge Rodeo Report. I've really been missing rodeo stuff.
Yeah.
And we got some lights at the end of the tunnel. What do you got?
Before we get to the positive news, I figure we'll talk about the one bad thing I got on this list first, and that is IFYR in Shawnee, Oklahoma, was postponed next to the Little Britches finals and the National High School finals. It's probably one of the biggest youth rodeos in the country. Hmm. So kind of a bummer to see that one go. But while we're on the subject of high school rodeos, Montana High School Rodeo Finals in Baker is set to happen.
Which we got from our field correspondent, Geraldine Wiseman.
That's right. Yeah, heard it locally. So.
Yeah, locally. And if you miss that, might be on a different podcast. Make sure you check out the Breaking 8 podcast special, and you'll get to hear more about that.
For sure. Rodeos are happening. The PRCA... in Cottonwood, California, they had a PRCA rodeo this past weekend. And I watched a little news, like a little field guy reporting on it, and he said there was like some 2,000 people there.
Wow.
In California, of all places.
Huh.
So there's a silver lining. Rodeos are fixing to happen. If you're living in a state that's still shut down and you're digging around for some rodeo action, go over to the PRCA website. They're doing a digital rodeo tournament presented by the Cowboy Channel. And basically it's just a bracket style competition, and the viewers vote on clips of everything, bull riding, bronc riding, steer wrestling. Just kind of a fun thing to get you involved and get your mind off of the lack of rodeo at the moment.
Very cool. You know, I heard something. You know, I thought that rodeos were canceling because they're having trouble getting sponsors, because they're having trouble, you know, no guarantees if they're gonna be able to have the event, and they got to start putting money into advertising. And, but somebody told me yesterday that a lot of people are scared of liability. There's so many sue happy people out there.
Yeah.
Let's say you have an event and you get a big crowd, which mm-hmm. you know you're going to get because people want to get to rodeos. Everybody yeah. wants to get back to life. Well, if you get an outbreak of this sickness, you're going to get sued.
Yeah, big time sued.
It's horrible.
Too. That ain't no small thing either. And liability, you know, insurance is expensive enough just to have a rodeo
mm-hmm.
Or even have livestock on your ranch. Like, it's expensive. And
I got to watch it.
Yeah, you got to be careful. And so now I had that's brand new information. I hadn't heard that yet.
Me too, because we've been talking about maybe doing a concert out mm-hmm. at the ranch or somewhere, getting a decent crowd and then videoing it. Mm-hmm. But man, now I'm scared to even do that.
Well, and I think at the end of the day, fear is still the biggest monster. And
amen to that.
It's still what is keeping people the most skeptical. And, you know, it's hard because you can't even trust the news anymore. I watched a YouTube clip the other day of like 30 different news stations saying the same thing, like word for word for word. And it just makes you wonder, what are we watching? What's behind all this? So
much uncertainty. Anyway, let's what else we got? Let's finish this rodeo report.
So one of your good friends, the coach over at the Mid Plains Community College, Garrett Noakes.
Yeah. Boy. Gristlehead, Bulldogger, awesome dude.
He was named the Great Plains Region Coach of the Year. So
good on you, Garrett Noakes. We'll have to tag him.
For sure.
He's such a good guy, too. Man, I mean, speaking of Bulldoggers, I mean, Bulldoggers have big enough heads the way they are because they're big, monstrous, yeah. goofy-looking, monkey-looking fellows, large ape-looking guys, most of them.
Similar to me.
Similar to you, yeah. yep. Not quite as tall, typically. Sure. But it's big and
beefed out.
Ogre-y.
Yeah.
Yep. And, but man, talk about the greatest guys in the world.
Yeah.
For some reason, down Bulldoggers in my whole life are just, they're big and tough, but they're just awesome dudes.
Well, and like, I've encountered a few angry fellows in the sport of rodeo.
Mm-hmm.
Usually you run into them after the fact
when
there's adult beverages being passed around, but
it'll happen.
I've never heard anyone really say one bad thing about a bulldogger ever.
Well, number one, they could squash you most
right,
of them.
Right, that's true. They're usually bigger.
Yep, and tough.
For and sure. tougher.
And maybe that's why I love them so much, because you always want them to be your friends in case you do get in an altercation.
Yep.
You want them guys to have your yeah. back.
Squash the beef.
Either way, Bulldoggers, you guys are awesome. You're the best.
You're the,
just saying.
I would say maybe the peacekeepers in the whole industry. So
Could be.
We need to have them.
Yeah.
Good to have around.
Thanks to all those Bulldoggers out mm-hmm. there. Thanks for all you do. Anyway.
But that's all I got. That's the rodeo report for this week. It's exciting to hear. There's rodeos firing up. There's more things going on. There's competitions happening. So everyone is itching to get out the door.
Speaking of rodeos, let's touch on a little bit of a T2 Ranch report. We are in the process of building a rodeo arena, getting our
yes,
bulls
sir.
Bucked, and we've been fencing, building corral. Chet Johnson from CKC Oilfield Services is building us some awesome corral.
Point.
So we'll be having virtual rodeos right
yeah.
here on the T2.
Shortly.
Can't wait. Mostly I can't wait till we're done with the work. Because my heavens, it's been so busy around here.
It's labor. Labor intensive.
Too many things going on. It's ridiculous, but it'll be good when it's done.
Yeah.
That's another reason I'm happy for this rain, so we can kind of relax for a minute. All right. Yeah. On to that. I tell you what, We need to get Justin on the phone. We'll try him. I'm going to play a song. This is an old song off our first album from Breaking Eight. So I've Been a Cowboy as we transition into the T2 Ranch Report.
I've been a cowboy most of my life. I punched a lot of cattle, got in a few fights. And I've been around a town or two. I made a little money, been a little too. I've been a cowboy, got a lot of good friends, wrangled up some rough ones, mended some fences, rode through some hard times. Well, they ain't been that bad. It's living up.
I've Been a Cowboy off Breaking Eight first album. If you haven't seen it yet, if you're listening to this before May 15th, please go and check out Breaking Eight on Spotify, iTunes. You can pre-save, pre-order. If you are listening to this after, check us out, YouTube everywhere. Check out our new music. Our new album, Double Down, is soon to be out, and we're very excited for that. Also, all the music you hear on Rodeo Rock Radio, we develop playlists. So on a normal broadcast, we're playing a bunch of other music. This week it's only Breaking Eight, but go to Spotify, find the Breaking Eight playlist, and you'll get to hear all the cool music and all the cool artists, and get to support all the cool artists that you'll hear here, and we greatly appreciate that. All right, it's time to get, let's finalize this T2 Ranch report, shall we?
Yeah, so we touched on the arena being built, and like you said, it's going to be awesome to have that done.
Can't wait.
There's going to be a lot happening in that arena. We're going to be bucking yearling bulls, training horses. It's going to be a multi-use arena, so it's going to be awesome to have done.
I think training horses is going to be one of the biggest things for that. Mm-hmm. It's going to be so much safer. And
big old branch horse there. I was working with him yesterday, and I tied a bucket to him, to the saddle strings on the back, and he didn't like it at all. And went to throwing a fit, and he easily cleared the fence over into the other lot.
Really?
So, yeah, it went well. Kind of a disaster.
Yeah. So this 6-foot fence with 2 7/8 pipe on the top, he ain't going to clear that.
Should do the trick.
Hey, we got it. We got an interjector. Speaking of bronky horses jumping over rails and getting bucked off, we got Mr. Justin Ward live on the air. Sounds like he's getting in and out of a vehicle. Can you hear him? Justin, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, what's up, man?
Oh, just got done for the day, headed home.
Where you at?
Do you know, like, Daly Stein?
North of Halliday?
Yeah, I'm like northwest of Damien's house.
Oh, cool. Probably the millions of listeners out there don't know who Damien or Kaylee Stein is, but basically Justin Ward is in the middle of nowhere right now.
Literally the middle of nowhere on a road that doesn't have any Scorio, and this pickup don't go very fast on it.
Nice. So this would be considered a T2 Ranch Life field report. Okay. Justin, what are you seeing out there today?
What am I seeing? Well, you know, I got to visit Wiley Bice's in his very nice rope and arena. There's also a lot of rain and mud. And I'm covered in it. I smell like the bottom side of a horse, or the back side of a horse.
So better than normal.
Yeah, better than the average day? It's a major improvement, because I actually showered last night.
Wow.
Do you like how he said actually showered, like he said it specially for radio?
Hey, showers are for chumps.
That's right. I'm trying to save the sea turtles here. Don't use your water.
Efficiency. Right on. You got any rodeo report for us? Anything of value for... You know, we're right in the middle of the T2 Ranch update right now, I guess. Can you add to the T2 Ranch update? Anything?
The ranch update, well, you know, is the arena up? Is our arena up?
It's up, but it's not totally enclosed. We don't got all the sucker out up yet.
Oh, I was going to say, because, you know, I was going to put my first official ride in the arena today, but you blew it. So.
It's going to be a little muddy anyways.
Oh, no, that's good. That way they don't buck as hard. If they do, they fall down.
Which brings me to another question. We were just talking a few minutes ago. We were wondering how many times you got bucked off this week. Do you know that number right offhand?
I'm on number three.
Three?
Right now.
I was thinking at least two hands.
Does that include when we were heading over for the sweat when we were riding cross country?
No, that's number four then.
Okay. I was thinking six for some reason.
That's something I didn't even have on here. T2 Ranch Life, all members involved, rode over horseback to our neighbor Justin Hoff's place here the other day.
Did we not talk about that last week?
I don't think so.
Oh. No, we didn't talk about the sweat.
No.
Yeah, so it was a full moon night.
It was.
And so I guess we better start this. Our neighbor Justin Hoff, Justin Chuck Hoff, who's one of the coolest old cowboys in the world. Well, Justin's got a Indian sweat lodge built at his place.
Yeah.
And he does these sweats with the rocks. You know, he puts the rocks in the fire and then dumps, you know, he put that in the sweat lodge. It's really cool. It's really therapeutic. It's really good. It's like sauna. Mm-hmm. So we decided we were going to ride 4 miles across country.
On two unbroke horses.
Yep. Mine was mostly broke. After you guys been working with him, mine was really broke. Justin gets bucked off. Before we even leave the corral.
Yeah, hadn't even taken off yet.
Yeah. And so he really needed the sweat. But we made it over there, did the sweat, and then it was like 10 o'clock at night when we're coming back. Full moon. It was awesome. Awesome cowboy stuff.
One of the coolest things I've ever experienced to date.
It was kind of hot, though.
It was.
Very warm.
Oh, I see what you did there. it was cool. Trailing home by the full moon, that was something everyone should experience.
It was really cool. Really cool.
And the funnest part of that whole deal is when I was coming back on Old Creek, everybody's wondering where Justin's going. Well, after getting bucked off, I had both horns or hands on the horn. So he was going to go wherever he dang pleased. So
I just noticed that the other day, too, that when a horse really starts bucking with Justin, he doesn't even pull on the reins. He just grabs down and holds on.
He just keep trying.
You just got to ride it out. It's the only way they're going to learn that I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, in this case, he didn't even keep his feet in the stirrups. He pulled them up to the horse's shoulder and was going to start booting him in the shoulder.
He did spur him.
Come to find out, or remember, failed to remember that he didn't have a set of spurs on. He was wearing tennis shoes. and he lost the seat.
How do you spur a horse without cowboy boots on even?
It's just like cowboy farming, except opposite.
It's a mindset.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
It's like city ranch bronking.
Nice. Real nice. All right, man. You got anything else for us?
No, I actually probably should get off the phone with all this construction and stuff. So you guys stay classy.
Rule number five.
Keep it safe out there.
Okay. Safety first, man. We'll talk to you when you get back to the ranch, and we'll pick up the slack for you here for the rest of the broadcast.
All right. Peace out.
Later. All right, where are we at with our T2 Ranch reports? What else we got going on?
Well, we got the branding coming up here next week.
Yeah, our branding. I've been to two brandings in the last week.
Yeah, it's a busy time of the year with the cattle. You know, we're trying to finish up. We got seven left to calve.
Well, seven beef cows left to calve.
Right.
I think we got 13 rodeo calves calved out.
Really?
Yep.
That's awesome.
Oh, just so we had a cold spell. And not all, but a bunch of these stupid cows decided to have their calves in the coldest day.
Yeah, as they do.
As they do. Found one the other day, thought he was dead. Justin found him, said he was dead, went out there, I was just going to pick him up. He was still alive.
Yeah.
Nursed him back to health 2 days later. He's going to make it. It's amazing.
That's awesome. They're a pretty resilient bunch, though. Oh,
they're tough if you just help them a little bit sometimes.
So yeah, we got the branding coming up. We're finishing up with the beef cows. We're getting pairs turned out more and more.
Got everything out on grass. Yeah. The grass is growing finally.
You got you're fixing to trailer some heifers up north a little ways.
Yep. We're gonna load up the rest of the grass yearlings.
Awesome.
And take them out. Hopefully in the next day.
For sure.
Feels good. Feels good after feeding all winter.
Yeah.
Calving, getting through horrible weather, and to get everything out on grass, God, it's a good feeling.
It is. And then, the last thing to talk about, I guess, is we got the vlog coming out today. So that'll be good to watch. Go check it out on YouTube, and then give us a follow, comment. We want to hear from you guys. If you guys have ideas as far as what you want to see, if you have questions about what we're doing, We want to make it as interactive as possible too. So there's no dumb questions. There's nothing. I mean, as far as requests go, that we really won't try. Let us know what you guys think. Check it out. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram as well.
T2 Ranch Life Facebook page. So a really cool idea that Gus had last week and what he's doing. Well, I'll let you explain what you're doing as far as incorporating this into that.
For sure. So as we're out doing these things on a day-to-day basis, I try to keep the camera rolling as best I can. And obviously there's times like the bronc riding incident, you know, I had the camera rolling in the direction that we wanted it to, but actually all the action took place after the fact. So
missed all the good action.
I got the audio, and you will get to hear it. It is. I have it interjected into the vlog, and
really,
it's a bronc ride. So go check that out for sure. Nice. But as we're talking about our ranch report every week here on the podcast, I'm taking stuff from the podcast and I'm putting it right in there, like right in the vlog,
because it all goes together. Because what we're talking about is what we're doing every day,
right?
And what the vlog is. Videoing is what we're doing every day, so the two go together
for sure.
And it's really cool to take this audio and put it on top of the video that doesn't have as good of audio sometimes.
Right.
When somebody's hollering at me to stay on and not get bucked off, that audio ain't the greatest.
No,
it's fun to have this bantering and on there. So check it out. It kind of brings it all together. If you're listening to this wherever you're at, now you can go check out the vlog on T2 Ranch Live page, and it all comes together, and it's really cool.
Yep, and as the weather's getting nicer and we're able to be outside doing a little bit more every day, we're going to have just a lot more daily content, too. Me and Benny were just talking. We want to start doing some educational stuff, and not necessarily educating, but some informative stuff.
Informative,
Yep, so...
But educational, because we want the world to know what we're doing out here in in the industry, what we're doing to help the world, to help feed the world, to help the world go round and round.
Yeah.
We're doing good things all the time, and we focus on that
for sure.
And we want everybody to see and hear it.
That's right, and because and just like the news I was talking about earlier, it's really hard to sort through all the truths and non-truths out there. So if you tune into what we're doing, you might learn something.
Speaking of news, can we segue into the Ag Report right now?
Sure.
That's kind of wrapping up, and we'll come back to more TT Ranch stuff, and we'll come back to the vlog stuff here. But since we're on news, some pretty crazy stuff going on, of course, all over in the world between the Packers are getting looked at. You know, there's orders to investigate illegal activities.
Yeah.
And actually, one thing I checked out this morning, because I was under the assumption you can't even hardly sell feeder cattle right now, but I looked at the sale reports and they're buying them.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Like, the price isn't much lower than it was in December.
Really?
A little bit lower, but there's still a demand. Yeah. There's still, the wheels are turning, so that's good.
Mm-hmm.
I was pretty worried because I got two semi-loads of fat cattle finishing right now.
Down south, right?
Yeah, in South Dakota.
Yeah.
Voorhees Feedlot, doing a great job with them. But it's pretty nerve-wracking when you hear all the bad news. But it goes back. I don't know if the media is just traumatizing. I don't know what's going on there. Yeah. But fact of the matter is, if you take a trailer load of cattle to Stockman's Livestock in Dickinson, North Dakota, Larry Schnell, who is probably the best sale barn operator in the entire world and one of the greatest guys you'll ever meet, he's going to get your cattle sold for a fairly reasonable price.
That's awesome. That's kind of the sign of hope, I think.
It is.
Maybe all you guys are looking for right now.
Yeah.
It was scary for a long time.
Very scary. And it's still scary because you're not making a bunch of money.
Right.
I think you're not losing money right now.
Yeah.
But at least it's not the gloom and doom like we've been seeing.
Yeah. It ain't going to set you back too far if you do lose.
So that's good news. Still a long way to go to get things where they need to be, but we're working on it.
Mm-hmm.
We got people in good positions, I feel like, are doing good things, and it's going to work out. Now some crazy stuff. Check this out. You may have seen Michelle Obama is endorsing one of the fake meat things, Beyond Meat, which, you know,
garbage.
She's this garbage dog food, whatever you want to call it. Same.
Yeah.
Different, but same. So, and I mean, she's this big health food person, and she's endorsing dog food, basically. Bill Gates is a big owner, Dr. Evil Bill Gates, if you're into that conspiracy theory stuff. He's a big owner, and he's got a lot to do with the fake meats.
A huge role in it.
Which is scary to me, but I guess.
What do you, guy makes computers for a living, what's he know about meat?
Well, everything. He knows everything about vaccines, knows everything about meat, apparently.
Yeah, they're silencing doctors on the internet, but he's still talking. That's crazy.
Bill knows. I just, whenever I hear that name, I just get a picture of Dr. Evil from Austin Powers.
And that little weird inside out looking cat.
Yeah. What's the cat's name?
Oh, I don't know.
Crepes. I can't remember.
If someone is listening out there and knows the name of Dr. Evil's cat and you can tell us, you might get some merchandise. How about that?
When we get our T2 Ranch Life t-shirts, we need the name of that cat. Comment on T2 Ranch Life page, the name of Dr. Evil's cat. And then we'll send one to Bill Gates. We'll get him that
Sounds
same
cat. Sounds good.
Funny stuff. So anyway, I'm looking at that. And of course, my son Chaden, who is in Europe, he gives me a weekly European Ag Report. So he sends me this, and this is fantastic. This is just, it makes a lot of sense.
Sure.
First man made. Okay, wait. This is Euro News. I don't know what Euro News is. I don't know if it's legitimate. I don't know if it's fake news. Just a disclaimer.
Sure.
This could be fake news. I don't know. Do a search. See for yourself. I did some other research, and this apparently is happening. Here's the headline: First man-made meat is grown in outer space.
That's bananas.
I mean, doesn't that just make you? I just feel so relaxed knowing that.
Yeah.
They're going to grow our food in space. Oh, first lab-grown meat to be cultivated inside a space station. Yeah, this is crazy.
Well, I mean, it makes sense, though, because where else is there in the entire world that is the most perfect, suitable place to grow meat?
Yeah, the first place that comes to mind is space.
Yeah.
I mean, why wouldn't you want to take
stuff
there?
Lots of good green grass up there on them.
For sure.
Big old rocks.
I think... I don't have time to get through all this. It's, apparently, they took some muscle tissue from an actual bovine animal,
mm-hmm.
took it to space, and they're growing it. It seems logical.
It does. Makes perfect sense.
So here's
sense.
What we're going to do, Gus. I just got an idea. This is going to be huge. Revolutionizing.
Do I need to write it down?
You got your pen and paper ready?
I got it here.
Does anybody use a pen and paper? Why aren't you putting this in an iPad or something?
Because then Bill Gates will have it. But the internet will know.
Yeah, Bill will steal it. It's good. Good idea. Good idea.
Hard copy.
Good idea. We can't be risking this because this idea is awesome. You're going to love this. I feel like we shouldn't even say this on the air because it's such a great idea. So here's what we're going to do, and we need to get video footage of this. We need to document it.
We will.
Carefully. We're going to... Okay, are you ready for this?
I'm ready.
I it's so complicated. I got to try to figure this out in my head. I'm just going to think out loud and talk through it. We're going to try to take an actual bovine animal, a.k.a. cow, steer.
Yeah.
Well, let's start with a cow.
Start with a cow.
And then we'll see if we can't get that cow to multiply.
Yeah, or make more of them.
Make more of them.
Yeah.
Yep. And then what we need to do is we'll take all this grass around us that grows. It's just growing. Now we're going to try to get this cow to eat that grass. And we're going to be taking the carbon dioxide and nitrogen from the air. You know, the stuff that's killing us.
Silently killing us,
destroying our ozone layer. We're going to take that from the atmosphere. We're going to get the grass to use that. And then we're going to get the cows to eat this grass.
No way.
Yeah.
Just, what if we got to sit out there and make sure they eat it, though? Do we got to force them to eat it?
I think we can just make sure that they have access to it and safely are in a good spot.
Well, it's crazy because they can also sleep on it too. So we don't necessarily even have to provide them housing or anything or a space station to grow, you know, to be in.
Yeah. So we don't have to.
Two birds, one stone.
They could transport themselves around as the grass needs to regrow. They could actually move themselves. This is good stuff, Gus. I like where we're going
efficient.
Here.
Has no one thought of this before?
I don't think so. That's and we don't crazy. Even have to go to outer space to do it.
That's wild. We're going to be cutting down overhead, seriously.
Yeah, I still think the outer space idea is a much better idea.
Yeah.
But we'll experiment with it. We'll see
what we can do. Yeah, we'll have to try it. We'll get all the on-location doctors that we have around here.
Yeah.
We got three of them, Dr. Paulson being one, Dr. Ward, and myself.
Dr. Kronberg.
So
we'll start this experiment immediately.
Mm-hmm.
I think our end product, I think what we'll be able to do is turn this grass into a high quality protein source that's high in nitrogen or high in iron, high in protein, high in zinc. You know, it's got a lot of essential vitamins. I think we'll be able to do this.
But one of the scary things about this, though, so cows, they eat the food, they digest it, they get the nutrients out of it. And then they remove it. They take a poop.
Okay.
Isn't that going to kill us from all the methane gas?
Move, boy. You know, it's possible. We're going to have to really check that out. I'm thinking we can maybe get away where that's going to actually recycle through the nitrogen cycle.
Okay.
You know, a lot of that, I think, could be nutrients that'll go back into the soil and actually be used to grow more grass even.
Interesting. Has no one thought of that before? Because back in the day, like 1800s, there was like 19 million buffalo rolling the plains.
60 million buffalo.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. I got to quit using, what's the sketchy place on Google?
Well, I don't know. Whatever.
Wikipedia? That's where I found it.
Wikipedia is usually pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah.
I can't remember. Anyway, bad fact. I got to source a little better. 60 million
buffalo, yeah. Wow. Yeah, and they seem to do fine.
Yeah,
so
no problem.
So if we can kind of adapt what they did in a rotational grazing thing with our cows,
right.
It could work. It could work.
We'll
keep everybody posted on that. Yeah. Stay tuned to Teach Ranch Life page. We, you know, if this works, we'll probably be multi-billionaires in the next year. So,
because if no one else has thought of this.
No, this is going to revolutionize.
We got the jump on these folks.
So if you see us in public in a year, don't expect us to recognize you because we'll be billionaires and we won't talk to normal people
That's
anymore.
That's right.
But we will feed you steaks.
Yes. Come over. We'll feed you.
Anyway, where are we at? Funny stuff. We are going to do a video about
for
this.
Sure.
So I'm excited about it. I love calling out crazy radical stuff, and I love talking about what we do here on the ranch as far as saving the world and providing good things. It'll be fun. So, okay, anything else? You got any other things for Ag Reports?
I don't. That's kind of what I had this week. It'll be another good week of just working, ranching, and trying to keep moving forward.
It's going to be a busy one. I tell you what, let's get to another song. And we'll talk about this after we play this here song. Let's get into the video, what we've been doing
for
musically
sure.
with your videography stuff. And we'll talk about music videos after this.
Wasting time with those friends of mine. Cheers, buds, hard working us. At night you pray. Those were the days. This getting older thing sure is rough. So you got wasted. So you had a pretty good time. Did you call in sick to your wife and kids? Out running with the guys. Sounds like you got it all figured out. Dodging blame cause it ain't your fault. You're lucky she ain't run out. Her love is scarce, so brother, I wouldn't waste it. Cause you got wasted. Man, it used to be easy. We used to just roll along. You and me in a dually truck singing someone else's song. Bring a bottle of hooch. If you're broke, then you can mooch. Cause brother, we've all got your back. And there's no time to unwind when she's on your mind. So give that cold one a crack. So you got wasted. So you had a pretty good time. To your wife and kids, does she believe in all those lies? Sounds like you got it all figured out. Dodging blame cause it ain't your fault. You're lucky she ain't run out. While you're running and chasing, her love is scarce, so brother, I wouldn't waste it. Yeah, you keep on hoping there's a genie. Get on the phone, say I'm almost home. I'm gonna make this right. Get it all figured out. Makes sense cause it's all your fault. Lucky she ain't run out. She won't always be there waiting. Love is scarce, so brother, I wouldn't waste it.
Wasted from Breaking 8. If you are signed up for the Breaking 8 newsletter, then you have seen that full video. If you are not signed up for the Breaking 8 newsletter, you can go to breaking8.com and get signed up, and you'll get to see that video. If not, you got to wait. Maybe next week, maybe the week after, and we'll be putting that video out this week. On album release week, you're going to get to see a full video from the song Still Around, which I'm going to hit play on that song, and there it is. It's playing underneath us right now.
Cool.
A little still around. Mr. Gus Kronberg and his crew from Hooked Up Enterprises been doing the footage and doing the editing and doing a great job for these videos. It's been good.
Yeah, it's been going well. It's almost a sigh of relief now that We're getting ready for the album drop and getting ready for the world to see him. So I'm excited. I had a ton of fun building them, and shooting the footage was a blast. During obviously we did the mock branding on the same day, and we had a bunch of people out, and it was just a really cool experience. I was pretty tickled to be a part of it.
Fun and productive.
It was
my favorite thing.
Yes, sir.
It makes things more efficient.
Yeah.
Yeah, super excited for that. You guys do a good job. We're going to be doing more in this day and age. It's really, really fun to have those.
For sure. And it seems, so when you asked me to take it on, I had never really done anything similar with Hooked Up Enterprises. You know, we're a company that started around bullfighters, so most of what we've shot and done as a production has been rodeo, bull riding, bullfighting, stuff like that. So this was a new field for me, and it was a learning experience, to say the least. We learned some things the hard way, but at the end of the day, we learned how to do it more efficiently next time, and how to bring an even better product to the table.
Adding to the resume, and right. Kevin Holton from Special Cowboy Moments and Wild Rides, our executive producer, which you hear some of our music on those programs as well. He's taking notice and looking at you guys for some work.
For sure.
So it's a big network. It's going well.
Yeah, absolutely it is.
And thank you to Kevin and Wild Rides RFD TV. And thank you for their collaborative partnership and all you do. Some of our other sponsors and collaborative partners, Cross 5 Coolers, Project Canine Hero, Dickinson State University. Thank you guys. Check out all these organizations. Gus, we're coming to the end of our time today. Sure. What else we got?
Man, let's can we bust that out quick? Can we do the top eight?
We got to. It's not very well prepared, but we got to do the breaking eight, top eight.
For sure. And I guess coming from my learning experience and what I've learned through all this, I'm kind of curious to know what you've learned through your time being spent in a band and playing live shows and doing that sort of thing.
Some of these things we've learned the hard way. And in the previous podcast that featured the Breaking Eight band, we talked about it with some of the members of the band. Things not to do at a show or on stage or on the way, kind of in general. Sure. When you're doing band stuff. Some of it's a little bit similar to rodeo things. Some of these things that got suggested are not appropriate to share on this PG program. So we're not going to hit all of them, and we've been so focused on the album release and everything else. We didn't even get to finish the Breaking Eight list, but I definitely want to highlight a few of them. And let me see here. One of the ones that Luke talked about, which everybody, it's kind of a safety first thing. Always microwave your truck stop hot dogs.
Oh yeah.
Apparently, if they're just on the roller thing, they have some bacteria.
Yeah.
You don't want to mess with that.
You don't know how long they've been sitting there.
In the interview with Geraldine, our fiddle player, we talked pretty intensively about the rule that says don't hit your fiddle player in the face with your bass guitar.
And that, I mean, that's pretty cut and dry, though. That makes a lot of sense.
You'd be surprised how easy it is to hit a girl in the face with your bass guitar when they sneak up behind you on stage when you're rocking out to a Led Zeppelin instrumental.
I would suppose so.
I mean, everybody's been there.
Yeah, yeah. I know personally. I've been there a bunch of times.
you sometimes you get caught up in the moment and you forget where you're at and where your fiddle player's at. And next thing you know, it's a debacle. Check that out, and you'll get more of that. No music stands. Things not to have on stage, no music stands. It just looks unprofessional.
Looks juvenile.
I mean, have you seen George Strait reading his lyrics off a music stand?
No.
No, you have
not.
That's
true. That's true.
And, you know, you'll see that from time to time. Usually it's amateur bands, but it don't look good. If you're an amateur musician out there just starting a band, learn your music before you do a show.
Sure.
Don't have a music stand. Pretty simple. Pretty simple. Don't text and play, no matter how easy the song is. My guitar player, I think, suggested that because I play the bass, and I was one time playing an easy song and replying, and I got lost. And
business first, I guess.
Sometimes you just got to get that feed ordered, you know? I was ordering feed for the Bucking Bulls. I was playing a simple Oompa Loompa song, and boom, boom, boom. I can do that with one hand. Ooh, here's a good one. Don't throw out all your guitar picks when you're playing. Sometimes you get to throwing the guitar picks out.
Oh, yeah.
Next thing you know, you got none to play guitar.
Well, and I was wondering, because you got actually a pretty good pile of them sitting here.
Yeah, I got a big shipment in the other day of Breaking 8 picks. That could be a giveaway thing. They're cool.
Yeah, they are cool.
You'll have to get some of them. Good stuff. So that's good information. Julie Orbegiewicz, our manager, she says, don't stand over the fog machine, pyro machine. That's kind of a shot at me because I put a water bottle right by a fog machine at our show at the Rapid City Stock Show this year. Mm. And three times I did it. I mean, typically you do something twice, you don't do it again. I did it three times where I went over to grab my water bottle to get a drink, and I put my face right over the fog machine and got fogged right in the face. You'd think you'd learn after one time of those. It took me three. Stupid.
Some cowboys learn the hard way.
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes. Another one. Speaking of cowboys, my buddy Ryan Hanna, who used to play keyboard and guitar and sing with us many, many years ago. Ryan Hanna's an awesome pickup man, a pro-level pickup man, a great horseman, one of my best buds in the world. And one night he was playing keyboard for one song, and it was kind of the same as me texting. All of a sudden, he's not playing the right part. Because one of his buddies had come up right in the middle of the song, in the middle of the show, and he's just having a conversation, talking about cows, just talking about rodeoing. And it was like, man, you got a job to do here, bud.
No one interrupts Beyonce when she's singing.
For sure, for sure.
It's kind of a big one, I would think.
You saying Ryan looks like Beyonce?
Well, I'm just saying, like, when there's things going on, it should seem pretty obvious. Yeah, and you just focus on the task at hand.
Oh, you know what it is? Ryan's a bulldogger.
Oh.
That, he was just too nice.
Yeah.
He's like, can't not talk to this person.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah,
don't
want to
be impolite, you know.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm playing a song, but I'll talk. I don't want to be rude or nothing.
Yeah.
Ryan is a great guy. Typical bulldogger. Awesome dude. So that's pretty much the Breaking 8 Top 8. I just got a text from Aaron Boerboom, our rodeo announcer, good buddy. Cross 5 cooler representative. He just sent a message. I think it was a Facebook comment because he shared a podcast or something. And he said he suggested the top 8 things to not do behind the chutes at a rodeo.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a great idea. So
there's going to be some fine tuning. We're going to have to go through that with a fine tooth comb, though.
We'll be calling some people out on this one.
Yeah.
And you know who you are. If you've had your girlfriend behind the chutes, you're going to get called out on this one, bud.
That's right.
I can't wait for it. Aaron, that's a great idea. Thanks for being part of our program. Maybe we'll have Aaron come on.
We should.
Yeah, we'll have him. We'll get him to come to the studio. That'll be fun. Aaron, you're going to be here next week. Cool. All right, that's it for the Breaking 8 Top 8. That is about it for Rodeo Rock Radio today. Gus, you got anything else for us?
No. Everyone stay safe out there. Abide by rule number 5. And
safety
thanks,
first.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you so much for joining us. Remember, go check out Breaking 8. Double Down coming out this week. To take us out, here's Wildflower. And make sure you check us out on T2 Ranch Life page, Breaking 8 Facebook page. And we'll see you next week.